We're now going to have a chat with Brant Dunshay, currently with Harness Racing Victoria, but about to step into a new role with the British Horse Racing Board over in the UK. Brant, good morning.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well indeed. I know it was a hard decision at the time, but I know you're pretty close to leaving. You must be excited about it now.
Oh, absolutely, Andrew. It's an opportunity of a lifetime to take up a role such as this, you know, with such a prestigious organisation. Where the racing is just fabulous. So I'm really looking forward to it, and I'm hoping, I've had some delays with my departure, but I'm hopeful that I'll get to some of the days of the Cheltenham Festival.
Well, let's hope so for your sake. So explain the role that you're walking into, the head of race day operation. What does that mean?
Yeah, sure. Look, I'll be looking after all the race day operations teams across the country. Covers a whole range of areas of the business, starters, clerks of scales, judges, the race course inspectorate. There'll be some welfare, horse welfare officers. Pretty much anything that happens operationally on race day, with the exception of the stewarding function.
Okay. So at the moment, certainly with Harness Racing Victoria, would it be a slightly similar role?
Yeah, look, similar in some respects. I do look after all of those various components of the business here in Victoria. The difference here with my role in Victoria is I also look after some of the commercial aspects of the business, including our relationship with our joint venture partner Tabcorp and our broadcast friends at Sky Racing. So
yep.
This role is more operationally focused,
yep,
as opposed to necessarily being involved in the commercial side of the business.
When it unfolded, we had Jamie Steer on our program, who you will report to, I guess, with the British horse racing position over. We do see our Australian colleagues travel the world. It shows just how strong our racing is, that other parts of the world look to us for people to be used in their areas.
Absolutely, Andrew. Over the last 4 or 5 years, I've been fortunate to drive HRV's international program, and in my travels, what I have learnt is that Australian racing administrators are highly respected all over the world, whether that be in trotting or thoroughbred racing. And as a consequence, there are many great opportunities for racing administrators and participants to be involved in racing all over the world. So, yes, Jamie, I have a great deal of respect for Jamie. He's an expat Australian who's, as you're aware, spent time in Hong Kong and in the UK, and I'm really looking forward to working with Jamie and helping to, administer the racing there in the UK.
Have you been around many UK tracks? I guess you're going to have, when you get there, you're going to have a very quick time to get to know everybody, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, that's obviously going to be a challenge. I have spent some time, Terry Bailey and myself travelled to the UK some years ago and attended a number of meetings over the course of a couple of weeks. So I've been to some of the places, Newmarket, Lingfield. I've had a little look around, but absolutely it will be a steep learning curve for me in terms of building relationships and gaining a cultural understanding for the differences between Australian racing and racing in the UK. Absolutely.
And it is so different, race day operations, which is going to be your point, but, you know, we have the tote here, which is so strong. We're over there, it's directly opposite, isn't it?
Yeah, tote is perhaps 10% of the market in the UK. Completely different environment here from a wagering perspective. And that for me will be really interesting because I, you know, have quite a deep understanding of the way the wagering market works here in Australasia.
Yeah.
And certainly in other parts of the world, like Scandinavia and in Asia. But the UK, it's a unique model, and will be interesting to see what we can learn from it.
Brant, before you go, the great Southern Star in the world of trotting is on this Saturday night at Tabcorp Park, Melton, on the outskirts of Melbourne. This is something that you've worked heavily on. How does this year look? And just explain for our non-trotting followers, it's something of a unique style here in Victoria where you have heats and final on the one night.
Yeah, it's modelled on the great race in Sweden, the Elitloppet, where the horses race off in two elimination heats, and the fastest performers in the elimination heats then race again some 2 hours later in the final. So they back up and race again over a sprint distance. Look, it has been my baby in some respects, and this is our third year. It's incredible how the depth of trotters has started to improve in Australia over the last 3 or 4 years. Strategically, it was all about HRV using the trotter to ultimately build revenues with the export of product overseas, and, yep. and that's really started to come to fruition this past year with, I think, 50 or 60 races exported to France. So it's all going great. We've got, unfortunately, we lost two of our international horses that were here for the race. One did a suspensory, the other has got a throat ailment. But we do still have a number of key New Zealanders, and we also have a Swedish horse here that won the Group 1 on Inter Dominion Day on last Sunday. So it's shaping to be a great race all the same. It'll be fabulous.
Yeah, that'll be on Saturday night. You'll be able to listen or watch it on Sky Racing 1, the Great Southern Star. Brant, good luck with the challenge when you move to England over the next week or two, mate, and we'll stay in contact.
Absolutely, Andrew, and look forward to hearing from you.
Good on you. Brant Dunshay, currently with Harness Racing Victoria, moving to the British Horse Racing Authority in England.